You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But we had Mary Kay on at 8:22. She was wonderful with us, even though she was on vacation in Wyoming, for crying out loud. She's going to go to Yellowstone today. And you asked the question because we got something said to us. The gambling places, the sports book, they send us, how many different emails do we get a day? We probably get a dozen different emails a day with lines because they want us to mention the sports books and things like that. And we're sports talk hosts, for crying out loud. And Kevin Stefanski's odds were the fifth best to the, what, BetOnline AG, was it?
Oh,
was it the Caesars? Which one?
Oh, it's fourth.
Fourth best. Yeah. Fourth best odds to be fired this year.
To be the first coach fired.
To be the first coach fired
now,
this year. Thank you.
He then had the seventh best odds to be the third coach fired.
And of course.
And then the weird one that I don't understand at all. He had the best odds to be the fifth coach fired. I don't know where they get these from.
You can gamble on anything out there. So he had the best. He had the fourth best odds to be the first coach fired in the NFL. Lima asked Mary Kay the question. Mary Kay says, no dice.
The philosophy, of course, this year is to kind of return to the Kevin Stefanski offense. So they're emphasizing, again, not only two tight ends, but three tight ends at times. And the running game is going to be back in full force. So those are the areas where they committed more resources, more draft picks than they did in the receiving core right now. And, of course, they brought Deontay Johnson on board, but he's going to really have to come out there in training camp and prove that he deserves this job. So that will be an interesting thing to watch.
So this year is not make or break for Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry.
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are, but I think it's basically a season of exploration and, I mean, winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. So I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
More audio of that, 92.3thefan.com. You can find it on the free Odyssey app as well when you use the absolutely free rewind function. It's great. You can also still do a coming in hotline that's right next to the listen live button if you want to do that and leave us a voicemail with how much you hated the interview or loved the interview or how much crazy it seems to be that Kevin Stefanski would or wouldn't be on the hot seat. Now, I brought this up to you before. I think at some point there has to be some sort of ramifications. We can't just keep doing this same thing that we've been doing, because Lima, you had an excellent point right before the show that I want to get to everybody at 9:45 about this front office and where it's been or hasn't been really over the last decade, because there's certain members of this front office that have been through a couple of general managers. At some point, the scoreboard's up there and you have to answer for being on the losing end of that. Not just to placate your fans. You know, I could sit here and talk smart football stuff and be, oh, you guys don't really know. No, eventually, you guys, it's an entertainment business. You pour your heart and souls into these three teams, and if they can't get that job done, somebody's going to have to answer for it. So it's insulting to say after 6 years, you guys don't know what you're talking about, he should be fine. I think that we could be a little understanding about all this and say, hey, he got his offense ripped out from underneath him yet last year. They had to change coaches who he really liked. They had to change his offensive line coaches, who is arguably the second most important coach that they have other than Kevin. And they hired Boobery to replace him, that they had to basically replace without telling anybody halfway through the year. We've been over that dead corpse a million times. But damn it, there is a laundry list of who I find to be good coaches who have lists a mile long themselves of reasons why they still could have kept their job or why they were sabotaged out of their own job, whether it be self-sabotage or on purpose or whatever. And Kevin could be one of those guys. So to tell fans, see, this is where I hate it, where to tell fans, well, there's no hot seat. Nobody's worried about anything. Don't you worry about anything. You can't worry about anything. Okay, I'll do that. We'll talk Guardians then. We'll do what we've been talking about with the Guardians. I'll come back to you when you take yourself seriously. The whole argument. And I don't want to do that.
Is it a win total? Let me ask you this. A win total, is that what's, like, is there a number? Or
that's what I wanted to ask.
Is it how the young quarterbacks look? Like, is there a way the young quarterbacks could look good and then lose a lot of games?
I'm tired of this being subjective. There has to be something there that is right there. Boom. This is what you're judged by. I mean, ultimately, Tone, we live in a world where you and I are judged by certain things that I can go subjectively,
well,
whatever.
Okay, hold on.
We are judged by that.
What's the gauntlet here to start the season? So let's say it's Joe Flacco that starts the season, and everyone has talked about the first six games for, you know, how difficult this is going to be for the Browns, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they go 1-5 in the first six. I'm not saying blown out or anything like that. They go 1-5. They just don't. They don't perform that well. It's Cincinnati. It's Baltimore. It's Green Bay. It's Detroit. It's Minnesota.
You're giving me my whole argument what I've been saying for months, by the way.
Okay, so let's say they go 1-5, 2-4, whatever, and start. Then they go, well, okay, season's over already. At 1-5, most you're thinking the season's over with this roster and everything.
Yeah, I know.
So now you go to one of the young guys. Let's say Pickett's not here anymore. Or let's say it's Pickett that starts out 1-5, 2-4.
Good God.
And Flacco's not here. Now we go to Shador or Gabriel. We'll let the fans decide what makes sense for the argument. Whatever. Let's say they go to one of those guys and they go 500 the rest of the year. Okay? So that's 11 games. All right, so they go 5-6 the rest of the year. That's a 6-11 record for the season. You keeping Kevin Stefanski? In that hypothetical? Because I think that's a hypothetical that is legitimate. If one of the young quarterbacks is decent.
How do we feel at the end of the year? I mean, we kept
what
two.
Did we do when Baker got in finally? And then they went, what, 500 or maybe a little worse the rest of the year? We felt really good.
Yeah, but I didn't feel that great at the end of the year when they kept Eric Mangini because he won 4 in a row. And I felt that we were just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, but I was at a station that no one was listening to at the time, so nobody gave a damn what I thought. Listen, we can move these things around. None of this is concrete. I think he's got to get the 7 games. I think he's got to get the 7 wins. Give me the 7 wins. You told me before, is the roster, I hate asking a bunch of questions, but here we go. Is the roster worse than what it was last year? Do you believe? Yes, no. Do you believe the roster is worse than what it was last year? Say it. Say what you mean.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about the rookies. Okay. I mean, I like the draft, but no.
So
I think
as of right now,
they got no JOK. They got no Nick Chubb. The offensive line's a year later, and they're all old.
A lot of people agree with you. I bet a lot of people agree with you. A lot of people agree. I don't think that means their record's going to be worse than last year because I don't think that there was any effort really in December.
Right. They're trying to lose
but
at the end of the year.
They do not have a better roster than what they had last year. Okay, that's one reason. The other reason is exactly what you said with the quarterbacks. That's why I think it's imperative to start Joe Flacco because I want to keep the mind in the hearts of the veterans on my football team because I think he's got to reach a certain point to be safe. I don't, even if I didn't like Kevin and Andrew personally, which I do, even if I didn't, because there was one guy I didn't like personally, and that's pretty well known. I don't like changing coaches. I don't like just firing guys. And I really especially hate if we go into halfway through the season and Lyman gives me like a 1-5 scenario and then we switch him out halfway through the year. Because that to me is that now you've really sunk your ship and you shouldn't have done that. Like, I totally agree. Mary Kay is right, and I agree with the Browns on this point. They do not start the season off. They are right now not on the hot seat. You are not thinking about firing them guys. Because if you were, you should have done that in January. So that's not a consideration. My whole consideration is this. My whole consideration is this. What do you do after this season? Where, how do I prove that these philosophies work? Because I'm telling you, if this roster ain't that great, which you say it isn't, you get the 7 games with this schedule, you get the 7 wins, somebody's going to have to play well, and then I can make arguments. Then I can tell you. Then I can feel a little bit better about it. We could still be looking for a quarterback. We could still be looking for a quarterback. But it's got to make this thing look better for the future of it. Maybe you take your two first-round picks, you move up, get a quarterback. Or you know what? Maybe if you win 7 games, and by what you said, you end up being 500 or just above 500, just flip it over to 6-5. You know damn well, Tone, we're going to be talking about Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders and whether or not they deserve to control the offense. I will hope that Cedric Tillman has stepped up then and has become a nice weapon for this football team. Maybe Jamari Thrash becomes a third option. I'm probably wishing in one hand and you know what in the other and all that, but maybe it happens. Quinshon Judkins will have had to have played well. The offensive line will have had to have played well. So yeah, I want them to be successful because even if I didn't like the two guys, I still don't like switching coaches. It's all you're doing is making fans who are angry happy, but I don't know if the new guys coming in are going to be any better. How many times have we switched out guys for worse or just as bad? So many times. So I think that they got to get the 7 wins. And if they don't get the 6, boy, you better have a lot of evidence. In the words of Nick Wilson, you better be ready to show your work to that fan base about why everybody should come back in 2026. Because damn it, it's going to start to look the same thing over and over again by that time, especially after you get done saying what you're going to say at 9:45 about certain members of that front office. 216-474-0092. Do you believe that there is a threshold that they have to, a win threshold that they have to reach to be safe? That, and go with me on this. I have a wild ass theory about the second biggest star in basketball right now in America. And why it might be a good thing for the Cleveland Cavaliers and for Cleveland fans. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You ever called the boss and said, what are they doing?
No, We had a guy who did that back in the day. I've come in the very next day and closed the door and said, look, I don't want to overstep my bounds. And of course, any sentence that starts with that.
Yeah, you're going to overstep your bounds.
I am doing everything I can to jump way overboard.
You will find as your kids get older, you become a lot better at not overstepping your bounds. There's just things that you don't want to know about. Don't care. Don't tell me. I do care, but still don't want to know. Don't tell me. Unless I know the better. I have a theory, and I've shared this before. I shared one part of it before, but I don't think it's like that. I think that the NBA and its league that it is the parent of, the WNBA, yeah, I think it's going to be at a crossroads very, very soon here. And I'm supporting it, and I like it because I think it could blow sports wide open. Caitlin Clark, she was at a fan event. This would have been last week. And she was talking about there's a Nike ad in Indianapolis. And she mentioned Indiana. And listen to her answer. Now, I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to hear, so turn the radio up a little bit. Listen to her answer about the future of Caitlin Clark in Indiana.
The side of the JW Marriott says from downtown to my town. How have you made Indy home?
Oh gosh, I mean, I'm from the Midwest, so this was one of the top places I wanted to come out of college, and I feel like the adjustment has been pretty easy, and our fans have been amazing and have amazing teammates, so I certainly love it here, and hopefully I can play here for a few more years.
A few more years, not the rest of her career, a few more years. Caitlin Clark for a few more years. Now, I want my first reaction is to want to go, Dan, come on, whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes. I do think Caitlin Clark, though, can change the way we look at this. Because if she's saying a few more years and they're going through CBAs, the most that Caitlin Clark can make is what, $200,000 on a WNBA salary? This has happened in other sports. It happened with Magic and Larry, and it's happened with other people before who've taken their sports to another level. For the most part, this has happened before we've been alive. I mean, Magic and Larry were 1979 and 1980. Michael was when I was an infant. Then you go back to the days of Babe Ruth. Well, obviously, that was before all of us were born, and Jim Thorpe to Frank Gifford in the NFL, and then into today's NFL. Kurt Flood, even that, in free agency in baseball. But when it comes to Caitlin Clark, it's not just about the Cleveland basketball team getting a chance. It's what if Caitlin Clark decides in a couple of years going, you're going to change this or I'm going to go to Europe. You're going to change this or you're going to take advantage of me and I'm going to go the other way and I'm going to get something better and you're going to lose your biggest asset. Because let me bring this up.
One woman lockout. Think about that.
Yes. Let me use my own argument against myself with you 2 years ago. You might not remember this, but you probably do. It was the big three, there was a league, right? The Ice Cube League.
Yeah.
It's probably still around
Isn't
for all
the
I know.
Big three?
I think it's still around. Yeah.
And they offered her millions of dollars. And I go, you don't want to be in this silly league playing with silly people and being some carnival sideshow. This is your chance to legitimize, finally, the WNBA.
Stunt. That would be a gimmick.
Yes, a gimmick, stunt, silly thing. You can legitimize the WNBA, raise the WNBA, raise the level of play, raise salaries, raise the profile of the game right here in the United States. And I said to you, it's a foolhardy thing to do. You owe it to the game to raise the profile of it. You owe it to the game is what I said to you. Well, she's in year two. What's the game done for Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she just gets bodied all over the basketball
court. Let me ask you, what's the WNBA done for Caitlin Clark?
They don't want to vote for her, for even though she was clearly like one of the better players instantly.
They don't want to vote for her. They openly resent her. Do they or do they not?
Yeah.
The fans adore her. But this is the common case of not giving the fans what they want.
Yeah, but then all the fans are getting into like racial battles about this. The one woman who's trying to chronicle all this, Christine Brennan, is just getting ripped by all the by 80% of the players in the league. They think that she's out to get them, even though she's like going to be the biographer of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Well, I look at what's happened here over the last couple of years. And it's not where there needs to be some special set of rules, but let's call stars stars. Stars get fouls. Stars get a little bit extra. You've brought up the stats where Jonathan brought up the stats. You actually watched, like, guys, there's three women flocking to her at every chance, sticking their elbows in her chest, sticking their elbows in her neck. They're trying to get the ball out of her hands. It's crazy. And she's taken these shots. Sophie Cunningham has been able to, even though that we're not the biggest fans of her right now, Sophie Cunningham's been able to bring herself to light for a lot of people because she's become the enforcer for Caitlin Clark. But that's right. You've got Caitlin Clark injured. You have people in the league who resent Caitlin Clark. They've done nothing to... Caitlin Clark has raised the profile of it. The fans have raised the profile of the WNBA. The league itself doesn't seem to be trying to do that. It seems to be resenting Caitlin Clark. And if Caitlin Clark has her chutzpah about it, she looks at it in the next couple of years and goes, okay, you're going to acquiesce to this and I'm going to be a business person, or I'm just going to go play in Europe.
I mean, it's incredible.
Somebody who's going to offer $1 million over there.
I watched Game 7 of the NBA Finals, the pinnacle of basketball at the highest level. The very first commercial break, there might have been two or three Caitlin Clark commercials.
Yeah.
Where she was prominently displayed. She is as big as any NBA player right now outside of LeBron and maybe Steph and Luka, maybe. And that's it. That's how big she is.
She is easily... in the top five of basketball stars right now, and arguably number two.
And she's selling out whatever arena. How many NBA players are selling out on their own?
That's the biggest
thing. Independent of everybody
else.
Selling out road games.
Getting games moved from different arenas to bigger arenas.
How many dudes in the NBA are doing that right now? So she's obviously this huge draw. You're right, Kenny. Like, they keep talking about the union and what they could do in women's basketball to elevate everybody else, to get them to where they're flying private, right? Because you'll see a WNBA team at the airport when you go. Like, but they haven't made the money that the men have. So, like, you understand that placement. So it's so bizarre. Like, she is generating TV ratings, and you can see the games that she's involved in, what they are getting compared to the other WNBA teams and even their own team when she's not playing.
How much?
It's a difference of millions.
How much does it cost to get a WNBA team? How much was that?
Wait, what were investment? What did Dan Gilbert just pay? $250 million?
Yeah, and I'm going to get what?
When it was $50 million just 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
That happens without Caitlin Clark?
No, that's right. It'd be exactly. $50 million.
And Caitlin Clark, the most she can make as of right now, and I'm sure it will go up here a little bit.
I've got it right here.
$200,000 is the most she can make?
Yeah, the people that make the most, the girls that make the most right now in the sport, Kelsey Mitchell, $250,000. That's the highest paid salary.
That's a Supermax contract.
Yeah. WNBA Supermax contract.
What's the second apron? No, don't go over like $2 million for a whole team.
I mean, you have to look into the entertainment value of it as well. You really do. And if I'm her, I'm going $250 million for three new franchises. Okay, that's almost a billion. That's two-thirds of $1 billion right there. Three-quarters of $1 billion right there. What am I getting out of this in the next few years? So when she says the next few years, it's not about, I don't know if it's about leaving the Fever for another WNBA team, but of course they could go hog wild there. And if you wanted to do it, you could get Dan Gilbert to go, okay, I'm a brand new team. You want to start this off the right way? We're a league of winners. I'm a team. I am a franchise that prides itself on the effort of winning. Here's a blank check, and I'll figure out whatever luxury tax I got to pay for the WNBA.
Well,
you could do that, or she can leave the WNBA.
This would just be like college right now with the NIL. Like, what is stopping an owner like Dan Gilbert from finding three partners in town for their businesses, right? Some steel business or a paint manufacturing business that might be centered here. What is stopping him from getting whatever rookie on a free agent to lure a free agent
because
from getting them on the side of a building?
Because for her, I think of it like this. So many people are like, well, you make so much money in extras. You make so much money on your name, image, and likeness. And you're going, I just got done doing that in college. Yeah, I need it in the base salary. LeBron makes a bunch of money on his name, image, and likeness because he's still the biggest star in the NBA. He opted back in for the max. He's getting the max. I want the max. And you can afford a hell of a lot more because it is about how much money I can leave. I had a goofball who was willing to offer me five or whatever $1 million it was to go play with a bunch of has-beens and scrubs in another league just to be a sideshow carnival show. I turned that down to raise up the profile of the WNBA. And I've received very little in return if I'm Caitlin Clark as of right now going into two full years. They better come around. That's where I'll leave it. 216-474-0092. Is that a argument that I make on Saturday morning on the Infinity Sports Network?
100%.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Because she's bigger than the WNBA right now.
Is David Njoku a guy that you would extend?
Probably not.
Woo!
Probably not. So, boy, what a interesting and lengthy career he has had with the Browns now.
God, he's only 29 still. Feels like he's 140 years old.
When they took him, this was... They were trying to
go... Oh, my gosh. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey!
Wow.
David.
Oh, we're going to talk about your future
day, young
with
man.
The Browns on your birthday.
That's right. When they drafted Njoku, he was super young for that position. Right?
Like, yeah.
Yes, he was 20.
He was 20. He was not yet 20 when he showed up originally. He wasn't
old
enough to
drink. Really young for a position where you have to do two totally different things. You have to block. You have to run routes and catch balls.
Like, he became a much better blocker as time went
on. Yes. Oh, he has definitely found a role. Like, he's going to have such a long career in the NFL now. But the question is, like, he's going to be looking for a massive contract, right?
Yeah.
But
you're 29. Well, he's an NFL football player. He's always looking for a massive contract.
He's been a top, would you say, 7-8 tight end?
I think I would extend him. I think you can actually bring him back for something decent here. He's an unrestricted free agent.
This is good then.
They can be voided or he can be an unrestricted free agent. This is after this season. His base salary, cap hits at 11, dead caps at 20. So obviously he's staying here. But you have to work an extension there. He has been injured more than I like. And it makes the Harold Fanion Jr. signing seem so much bigger. How much could David Njoku get on the open market after this year? How much do you think, if he has a really good season, he may very well price himself out of it. But if he has another season where he's good and he shows promise, but he ends up getting hurt, he could certainly sign himself into this. And I think, again, remember what position I'm going to be in going into next year. I'm probably going to have another rookie quarterback, am I not?
Oh, yeah.
There's people who are giving me all sorts of hell right now on social media because I said that. Guys, I love Shedeur Sanders because I love his dad, and I like Dylan Gabriel fair enough. They were day two and day three guys. They are owed nothing by this football team. So let's go on the premise that we're going to be drafting a quarterback next year. Don't you want a guy that you know is going to be open? Don't you want a guy you know is you can use as a safety valve? Because Harold Fanion certainly shows a lot of promise. I'm not guaranteed of that by Harold Fanion just yet. I haven't seen him in an NFL football game just yet.
And
guarantee you that about David Njoku.
When Fanion, who again, 20 years old, so he turns 21 here in a week and a half, so maybe we'll do the same thing for him. They give him a commemorative show. But, you know, Fanon's kind of considered a project too, right? He's a newer tight end, too, in the last, like, how many years?
Yeah.
He was not a tight end.
I'm soft pedaling it for whatever reason because I know he's from Canton. But either way.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about him. Yes. I got to call a few of his games in college. Like, it was awesome to watch him. He belonged on a field against Penn State, on a field against Texas A&M. He 100% belonged. But then I remember right before the draft, there were some people that were like, look at the way he runs. You know, they weren't impressed with his drills at the Senior Bowl, was it? Mm-hmm. They weren't, or was it the Combine? The Combine, they weren't.
Combine, they were, yeah, everybody was critical of him at the Combine.
So, are you thinking that it's, like, keeping Njoku, that's like a mentor to him, while it also gets in the way of him and could potentially get in the way of him and his development, Fanon, so... Do they look at it that way?
I don't think that he's a mentor. I don't like the term. I don't like the mentor stuff. I used to want to be like saying that all the time. And then I think over the last few years, even before Joe Flacco coming back, I think that kind of goes, you can be a good teammate. You don't have to be a mentor or anything. It's like you're training your, people don't like to train their replacements. I don't think that football players like to train their replacements either. But you could see the writing on the wall, use it as a challenge, go out there, play your ass off, and going into year 30 on Earth and going into another year in the NFL, go out and either get yourself paid by the Browns, where I think it would make sense to sign him now instead of letting him go out there and have a season and then possibly risk having to franchise tag him or having to do any sort of free agency. But at the age of 30, I think that the franchise tag is on the table for something there. But I think for a guy like David Njoku, if he ends up having a good season, I think if you're the Browns, you have to consider what you're bringing into next year. And what you're bringing into next year, as of right now, is another rookie quarterback. You need a guy that you can trust. I got Jerry Jeudy I can trust. Hopefully I'll have the running backs that I can trust. We'll see where that goes because they're rookies too. But what I have, if I have David Njoku, a veteran, that's another tight end and probably still 12 personnel because they're operating the Kevin Stefanski. They're not thinking about firing Kevin Stefanski. So if I'm going 12 personnel with any one of these running, with any one of these tight ends and quarterbacks, yeah, I want a guy that I can count on. It makes sense. I think it makes sense to sign David Njoku right now than wait any more minutes to sign David Njoku. And I think his price can only go up. And it's his birthday, for crying out loud.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
David Njoku.
Happy birthday to you.
She's got a good broadcasting voice. Syracuse Pound.
Get that kid in the booth.
We have our very own Olivia Harlan right here in Cleveland. You're a play-by-play guy. Coming up next, usually the first one to an idea just gets passed up by those who rip them off and improve it. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lime on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.